Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Claimed by Casey Lee and Raven Storm. Narrated by Ash Beverly and Louise Brenner. Chapter 1. Derek. Get the hell up. Xavier's hand fisted at his side. I was bleeding. He was bleeding. We panted heavily, our bodies slick from a combination of sweat and the pounding rain. Xavier looked up from his place on the ground, covered in mud. His hands raised toward me, shaking with effort and exhaustion. The rain was a deluge around us, making it hard to see, let alone hear each other over its roar. "That's enough, Derek," he said firmly. Fury rose in my veins. It would never be enough. Not until I had Bailey back. Not until Travis's eyes were empty and clouded with death. "I said get up," I snarled. Xavier staggered to his feet under the Alpha order. "Don't be a fucking dick," he spat back. I snarled. I'd be whatever I wanted to be. I didn't feel guilty. I didn't feel anything. My mother was back at home, shaking and jumping at the slightest noise. My mate was trapped with my rival and her former abuser. Xavier grabbed my collar, our noses bumping at our proximity. "You don't have to prove anything to anyone. You did the best you could. Quit beating yourself up." I ducked down, swiping Xavier's legs out from under him and breaking his grip on me. He hit the ground with a satisfying thunk. "A good Alpha wouldn't have lost two members to another pack. A good Alpha wouldn't have fucking left Bailey there." I lunged forward again, but Xavier was on the defensive now, dodging around me. Too angry to wait for him to fight me again, I turned to the massive oak tree behind me and beat into it with my bare fists. Bark flew as I tore my way into the tree, my pounding putting large gouges in the trunk. Snapping sounds filled the clearing, and I didn't care if it came from the tree or my hand. The pain was cathartic, and I deserved it. "Derek, get a damn grip!" Xavier tried to wrench me away. I growled, refusing to budge. I wanted to hurt. With a last growl, Xavier shifted into his wolf form and attacked me. My human brain would have happily allowed him to maul me as some sort of sick punishment, but my inner wolf would never allow it, and perhaps Xavier was counting on that. His teeth sank into my shoulder, and my wolf reacted instinctively, forcing me to shift as well. It wasn't even a contest, not really. In moments, I flipped Xavier and had him writhing on his back underneath my paws, my teeth inches from his neck. He whined in submission, and I backed away, hollow and empty. He shifted back underneath me, and I followed, my eyes closing as the rain pounded away the blood and sweat. Xavier held out a hand to me, his face full of such compassion and understanding that I snapped again. No one would understand my pain. No one could touch my suffering. I lunged at Xavier again. He twisted away, and I overbalanced and fell on my face in the mud. His knife at my neck was the only thing that kept me down. "Motherfucker, we weren't supposed to use weapons," I roared, furious my beta had resorted to cheating to best me. My wolf was angry at such a cheap shot, but I had enough control to freeze. Xavier lowered the knife and slapped me hard across the face. My hand flew to my cheek, more out of shock than any true pain. I blinked up at Xavier, finally looking at him for the first time since we'd started sparring. Blood dripped down his face from a nasty cut above his eye, and bruises covered his chest. He held his right arm awkwardly down by his side, and I realized as I watched him that he had a slight limp. I lowered my head, ashamed. "Let's go," I whispered, swallowing heavily. Xavier didn't say anything. I picked myself out of the mud, and we wordlessly made our way back to the pack. We were a few miles out, but I needed the slow walk in human form to get my head straight before I was in front of my people again. Out here was the only place I let my guard down. Only I'd lost my damn mind and took it out on Xavier. I paused in front of him. "I'm sorry. I'm sorry." I didn't look at him. I couldn't. The shame heated my cheeks. Xavier rested against a tree, shaking out his ankle. He rolled his eyes. "Don't give yourself so much credit. I let you go on. I'd rather you take it out on me than the pack. That's my job as Beta." I sighed. "No, it's not. But thanks anyway." I moved to go, but Xavier stopped me, a hand on my chest. I glanced up at him, my brow furrowed. "You are a good alpha," he stressed. "And trust me, I've seen my fair share. The people here would die for you, Derek. Do you know how rare that is?" Horror rose in me. "I don't want anyone to die for me," I mumbled. Xavier sighed. "That's not what I meant. Quit being a blockhead and get your head out of your ass. We'll figure this out." His voice went soft at the end, giving me a good-natured punch on my shoulder. I nodded stiffly, not wanting to discuss it any further. We headed back toward the pack, but I couldn't stop thinking about Bailey. Now that I knew she was a female alpha, everything about her and our tumultuous relationship made sense. I couldn't believe I hadn't put all the pieces together earlier, that I hadn't realized it was the driving force behind every decision she made. That's why she refused to submit to me when she laid in my arms, nearly dying. Not because she didn't care for me or didn't want to be a part of my pack, because she couldn't. Alphas never submitted. They never gave in. They were always thinking about everyone else because that was their job. No thought could be spared for ourselves until everyone else had been seen to. It was how a pack survived. Maybe that was part of Bailey's attraction. She understood what it was like. She thought the same way I did. Never mind the chaos that would ensue if we actually mated. Bailey wouldn't mean to, but she'd question me in front of others. She would push back against decisions she didn't like. How long would I be able to rein myself in until my wolf took over, seeing her as a challenge, a threat? We'd fight. One of us would kill the other. The pack would fall. I shook my head. Regardless of the solution, I needed to get her back. I had so much to say to her. So much I wanted. No. Needed to make right. Yet at the same time, another voice whispered in the back of my head, a traitorous voice. "Maybe this is for the best. You can't have two alphas in a single pack. Bailey would never submit to you. Would you risk your entire pack for her?" "Of course not," I mumbled to no one.
"What's that?"
Xavier asked, hobbling along behind me. His limp was getting less pronounced. It was likely he'd be all healed by the time we returned. Thank God, or Lyra would likely be up my ass. "Nothing," I sighed, my shoulders collapsing. Xavier gave me a knowing look.
"She's your mate, isn't she?"
My nostrils flared in indignation, even as my thoughts spiraled with the reminder. I hadn't been able to stop thinking about it ever since I'd been forced to leave her there with that smirking, pathetic piece of shit, Travis. Sleep eluded me, and getting any other work done was nearly impossible. How could I focus on anything else if Bailey was my mate and currently at the mercy of another male? It drove my wolf mad. It humiliated me that I was unable to help her. Bailey can't be my mate. She is another alpha. Two alphas can't be mates. Two alphas couldn't ever be mates. They'd simply be sucked into an endless cycle of challenges, neither refusing to yield until one of them died. I refuse to think about it anymore. We made it back to the outskirts of the commune for the Yellowstone Pack, the small cluster of buildings that served as the hub for our pack. Rainwater pinged off the metal roofs of the animal pens, and stalks of corn swayed slightly in the wind. My cabin was here, as was my office. Xavier, my mother, and a few others lived in this clearing as well. The air was heavy with the scent of mud and wet rock, and I inhaled, feeling immediately calmer, more centered. Thunder rolled slightly in the distance, spurring me to keep up with Xavier. I stopped short as we entered the clearing, immediately spotting our pack medic leaving my mother's cabin. I rushed toward him, and his eyes widened at the sight of me. I waved his obvious concerns away, since my injuries weren't important. I earned them, and didn't want him fussing over me. My natural healing abilities would have me fixed up enough soon anyway. "How is she?" I asked him. My mother had returned from the Yosemite Pack sustaining quite a few injuries. My rage at Travis threatened to boil over again, and I clenched my fists reflexively. I had to keep it together in front of the pack. Brett gave me a knowing look, but didn't inquire after me any further. Sometimes I appreciated the fuck out of him. Well, all the time, to be honest. "She will be fine. If she rests," he said pointedly. I exhaled heavily, running a hand through my hair. Brett shot a glare over his shoulder at the closed door. "No, but seriously, I don't know what exactly happened with Yosemite, and I'm not asking since she threatened to pluck out an eye," he quickly said, seeing my mouth open to respond. "What I do know is that her healing abilities are completely fried. Would you know the reason for that?" My mouth went dry, remembering how Travis had mentioned deliberately bleeding my mother the entire way back to his territory so we'd be sure to follow. Fucking bragged about it. "Yeah," I finally managed, willing myself to tell him if he asked. He didn't. Brett huffed instead. "She wouldn't heal from a paper cut right now. Make her eat, make her rest, and let's hope there isn't another attack soon." The thought made the hair on the back of my neck stand on end, so I pushed it away. Brett lifted an eyebrow, but I scowled. "I don't want to be healed, but look at Xavier. Please." He gave a dramatic sigh, but immediately pointed his feet in the direction of Xavier's cabin. Perhaps Xavier was right. My pack respected me more than I gave them credit for. All I could do was try to live up to their trust. My shoulders slumped, and I pushed open the door to my mother's cabin. The sight of her bent over on the floor scrubbing greeted me, and I glared at her. She froze when she saw me, then straightened and crossed her arms.
"Don't you bring that look in here. Take it off before I do."
She threw her rag into the bucket.
"It's been weeks, and the floors need done."
I snatched the bucket and the rag, putting them up high on top of the refrigerator. She whirled back around, the edges of her shawl flying around her in a tattered halo. Her eyes flashed gold as her wolf rose, then fell again at the look on my face. "Let some of the other women help," I pleaded with her. "Brett said you need to give your healing abilities a rest. You're probably only upright because you're still making them work overtime. Just because you feel like you can keep going doesn't mean you should." Her face twisted with rage at the mention of another female in her domain. I switched tactics immediately. I grasped her hands in mine, her light brown eyes meeting my dark ones. "Mom, listen. If there's another attack, I need to know you'll be all right. I can't be worrying about Bailey, my pack, and you. Please. Her nose wrinkled, unimpressed at my blatant attempts at manipulation. I held her gaze steadily, pleading. She sighed heavily, all the fight draining out of her in seconds. "Fine," she said, looking away. "But I want Lyra. And if she's not around, Beth. My home isn't some social hall." I reined in my smirk, knowing it wouldn't help. I leaned forward and kissed her forehead. "Thank you," I said sincerely. She huffed, pulling away. "If I promise to keep my feet up, do you promise to come up with a plan to get her back?" My mom's face was strained, just for a moment letting her fear and pain show through. It was awful to see. My mother had always been stoic and strong. In a way, it felt like part of my childhood was being peeled away, layer by layer. Perhaps my mom had always been scared. I'd just never seen it before. I guided her over to the worn sofa in the living room, and we both sat down. She clutched me tightly, and I put an arm around her. It was one of the few times I could recall ever comforting her. My whole life, it had been the other way around. What a strange new world. Surviving vampire attacks, fleeing the island, nearly dying at sea, trying to fit in with a new pack. She'd helped me through it all. Now it was my turn to help her. My mother's hands tangled together in front of her, the whites of her knuckles showing through. "Promise me you'll get her back, that you'll get her away from him," she begged. My wolf's hackles raised at the mere thought of what else Travis had done to my mother that I didn't know about, what she would likely never tell me. "That's the plan. Is there more you're not saying?" A disturbed expression crossed her face.
"Had Bailey ever really explained to you what the Yosemite Pack was like?"
Xavier had alluded to it, and my imagination certainly filled in what Bailey hadn't said. Regardless, Bailey's time with Yosemite had not been something either of us were willing to bring up unless absolutely necessary. I shook my head. My mother's eyes grew distant and hazy, unfocused at something over my shoulder.
"It's another world, Derek. Those females aren't just second-class citizens. They're slaves."
I chuckled, despite it all. "If anyone would give them ideas, it would be you." She didn't speak again. My mother simply laid her head on my shoulder, her fingers entwined with mine. Slowly, I felt her muscles relax one by one as her head drooped. Her eyes drifted closed, and she fell asleep against me. Exhausted physically, I leaned back against the sofa and closed my eyes. Thoughts swirled around my head as I sat with my mother, simply taking comfort in each other's presence. Together we dozed, unsure of what lay ahead, but knowing for certain we would never look back. The past was for regrets, but too many lingered in the present. I would never regret my feelings for Bailey, but my heart ached thinking of her back with Travis. The destruction of my island was the worst night of my life, but it had also brought me here, to Bailey. I couldn't bring myself to regret any of that, no matter how awful it seemed. The issue of the vampires loomed over my head. It didn't make sense. They were obviously following orders, but why eradicate wolf packs? We'd never been friendly with vampires, but a sudden need to totally exterminate us didn't ring true. If I could find out why, perhaps I could start to unravel a way to end the attacks. That would require actually having a conversation with a vamp and not biting heads off first and asking questions later. I wasn't sure if I would be able to contain my anger for long enough, but I would have to. Just as I've pushed back my need to free Bailey.
Chapter 2. Bailey.
Eat,
Travis demanded, with a rumble behind the word. My hand squeezed around the fork, but I wouldn't give to shove the prong straight into his eyeball. I breathed out slowly through my mouth, forcing my fingers to relax. I couldn't fight him openly. I just submitted to him publicly, after all. My wolf growled in my chest. It was all she'd done for the past 2 weeks since we'd returned to Yosemite. She was a constant vibration of irritation and frustration. She was pissed I'd caved. She was pissed Travis cheated to win the challenge. And she was pissed we hadn't claimed Derek when we had the chance. Damn it. I bit the inside of my cheek, not even flinching at the metal taste of blood. I was so angry I could barely see straight, but I couldn't go back on my word. Being a wolf shifter and yielding was a binding magical agreement, similar to a blood oath for a witch or vamp. If I broke my word without due cause, the consequences would make the situation feel like a Sunday picnic. I'd likely die, slowly and painfully. I could make a run for it, technically. Running away wouldn't necessarily affect my agreement to submit to Travis. I wouldn't, though, and not just because of my yield in exchange for Derek's life. I knew if I ran back to Yellowstone and they came after me, it would be more than just my life hanging in the balance. The only way out was if Travis died. Now there was a solution I could get behind. The kicker was how the losers in all of this were the females of this pack. Returning had brought back all of the trauma of my childhood, a brutal reminder of how they treated females. Now that I had tasted the sweet nectar of equality elsewhere, it made coming back even more painful. The grass was always greener, but here it was dead and rotted.
I said eat!
Travis slammed his fist onto the table, rattling the glasses. My nails dug into my thigh, the innate movement hidden by the tabletop as I tried to control my breathing. His father was a horrible alpha, entitled, misogynistic, and thought the sun showed out of his own ass. But Travis, somehow he was worse. It was because he craved more. Being top dog, or should I say wolf, in this pack alone wasn't enough for him. This was proven when he stole Derek's mom. This made him all the more dangerous. A snake that needed its head cut off.
Hun,
Rebecca purred, leaning into his arm across from me.
Let her waste away if that's what she wants. You don't need her.
Victor wasn't far from his daughter, smiling indulgently at the two of them. He was still running high off his victory as the new beta of the Yosemite pack. Apparently, it had been part of their deal when he sold Luna, Derek's mom, out after Derek cut off his engagement with Rebecca. Speaking of sneaky bitches, she didn't seem fazed at all with the sudden turn of events, hanging off her new alpha like she'd known him her whole life. Bile rose in my throat. This was disgusting. They were disgusting. They left their pack and betrayed everyone they knew simply because they weren't in charge. The sudden sound of a hand hitting flesh jolted me out of my musings. Travis's hand lowered onto the table and closed into a fist. Rebecca flinched back toward her father, cradling her cheek in her hands. Victor's eyes flashed with murder, but he hesitated to act. I sat numbly, watching it all go down. Part of me wanted to rage at her idiocy for wanting to come here. That's what you got for joining the misogynists, you twat waffle. Rebecca was unhinged if she thought she was in a better place. I scowled down at the chicken and string beans on my plate. I'd rather continue to eat PB&Js in my room, or nothing at all. My wolf raged inside of me, beating against my chest so hard that it pounded in my ears. I swore the others could hear, and I had to close my eyes to try to calm her. She wanted Travis's throat, and it was only the yield that stopped her from getting it. Travis sneered down at all of us, as if being in our presence was a heavy cross to bear.
I will not have my betrothed waste away to nothing. She needs to be healthy when I put pups inside her.
My chest tightened, and I couldn't breathe. My wolf howled in retaliation, taking his words as a direct threat to me and Derek. I withdrew my trembling hand into my lap before he could see, my palm grazing the area of my thigh where he had left scars the last time he tried to force a matehood on me.
Tits up, girl. You agreed to this.
No. I'd agreed to be Travis's mate to save Derek's life, but I never agreed to breed with the asshole. I'd be damned if I would let anything more than that happen. Rebecca pouted, her hands pulling away from her face. I noticed, without satisfaction, the raised red mark on her face. I raised an eyebrow at Victor, daring him to say something. Wouldn't it be poetic justice if the two dickheads in charge mauled each other to death and I got to prance home? I blinked. I just referred to the Yellowstone pack as home. My chest tightened again, but for a different reason.
I don't understand why you want her so badly. She doesn't want the power or honor you offer her.
Rebecca's voice was softer, more feminine, helpless almost. Damn, that girl knew how to improvise and adapt to the situation. I mentally gave her a point. Me, however, she continued, batting her lashes above her bright blue eyes. I would be happy to carry your bloodline. I bit the inside of my other cheek, knowing at this rate I'd be a bloody mess if I had to bite something every time someone said something idiotic. Travis snarled, baring a fang at Rebecca.
My bloodline will be carried by one bitch, the strongest, the most stubborn, and the only female alpha. Together we will create the strongest wolves to have ever existed.
A growl ripped out of me before I could stop it.
Fuck you.
Rebecca's eyes widened, while Victor merely simpered, like he was watching his favorite soap opera unfold in front of him. Travis's head whipped toward me, his hand lashed out, wrapping around my throat. I caught his wrist and held him back, but his claws dug into my skin. Our wolves growled at each other.
You are mine, bitch.
His lip curled up in warning, displaying one white canine.
You gave your word. Remember where you stand.
We held eye contact, neither of us backing down. The angry furrow of his brow twitched as exhaustion set in with our standoff, but I didn't let up. I let my wolf move forward, and Travis has responded, turning his eyes yellow. Pressure built along my neck and chest, pain blossoming that had nothing to do with Travis or his claws around me. Was it my oath? While it would be amusing to die on the table in front of them, I wasn't done fighting yet. With a snap of my teeth, I submitted, turning away first. Travis smirked, shoving me away and nicking my neck with his claws just because he could. I continued to stare, even as warm blood dribbled down my collarbone. I kept my back straight, and my attention fitted to Rebecca, who stared at my neck in mild shock. She'd better toughen up, because she would witness a lot worse than this.
Eat,
Travis repeated, shoveling a bite of roast chicken into his mouth. I want to see my mom, I said instead, my voice flat, uninterested, expressionless.
No,
Travis snapped, snagging another piece of chicken and biting into it savagely. I want to see my mom, I gritted back,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?